Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Pretty beats. Surrender. 7 quarters on the dresser, pennies in the sock drawer, a framed picture of paradise taken the summer before. I learned to love cold showers, Frost learns to kiss, not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Yesterday and the time before.
Hi. This is Jacob, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Over Easy, and we'd like to welcome you back this season. We hope you guys have, had a good break without us. It's been long, but we're back and we're ready to play some tunes, and for all our 6 listeners to really enjoy their Friday mornings, because here at Over Easy, we sponsor brunch, the concept, all the food that's included with it, and we think mornings are debatably the most important time in the day. So that's just sort of our philosophy. We're bringing it to you, and we're actually going to start off with a tune. This one is from a Tufts alumnus.
In a quiet place, as a sacrificial animal, in a hope to God, my commitment's not intractable. We're feeling delicate at the face of the all-powerful. I try to make it stop, but right now I feel so distracted. The way you're speaking, where the honey's gone, the milk is spoiled. I'm feeling impotent, disgusted but insatiable. And I wanted to stop, but I feel that I'm incapable.
We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That was...
What?
All right, man. God damn.
About me running around.
Well, hey there.
Hi.
Hey. So like we said, happy Friday. Hope you're frying up some eggs. Maybe some potatoes. And some definitely some toast.
Yeah. And bacon if you'll eat meat.
And bacon if you're going there.
Yeah.
For sure. And so here's our thing. There's a career fair today at Tufts University, and looks like everyone's gonna get a job. Looks like everyone's gonna dress up.
Shout out to my shirt.
Shout out to Anna's shirt. That is will be attending the career fair. And it looks like, you know, everyone's bringing their little sheets of paper that says all their qualifications, also known as resume, and a civvy. And we just want to give some advice really quick about people who, from the most qualified, we already have jobs. We've had jobs since we were really little.
Yeah, in the womb.
In the womb, we were typing. We passed our CBA, we became accountants. We passed the bar, we became lawyers. So
yeah.
So we've done all those professions that, you know, you might be thinking about doing. You may be searching the career fair to do. And we like, yeah, so
yeah.
Here's some things we learned that we'd love to pass on.
Yeah.
Don't fart in the office. If you fart in the office, you might get fired because the labor laws in this country are absurd.
It's true.
So just...
Something along the lines that I was thinking about at my job this week is there's only one bathroom in our office, and it has a thin wall, so everyone in the office can hear anything that you're doing in the office. So anyway, I mean in the bathroom. So if you're even farting in the bathroom, just double check it's a safe bathroom space.
Think about it. You have to hold in all your farts.
Yeah.
And obviously there's the risk that if you do hold in all your farts, the air in your body will just get so light that you will float away into the atmosphere. But it's professionalism and, you know, it's the society we live in. It's capitalism. It's that grind every day. And there's a few things we're going to have to sacrifice. And that is the risk of floating away due to the air in your intestine. One more.
You know, just always make sure you got a pickle on you.
Yeah.
You know, in the pocket. It could be in a bag.
a paper bag, probably.
Yeah, a paper bag.
Because you want people to know if they see the bag, eats a pickle.
Yeah.
So it'll have the wet outline of a pickle.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, they're... I know we don't talk about it. It's a taboo issue, but I mean, you should have a pickle on you at all times.
Yeah.
If your boss comes up and asks you, let me see your pickle... Whoa, this got different than what we meant. Okay, let's change it. Puppet shows at the office.
Yeah, so anyway, to all of our friends who are at the career fair today, who are really being good capitalists, just make sure you keep these things in mind when you're talking to potential employers and make a point to say that you won't fart.
Yeah, mind, body, and spirit. That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, we also want to really pump you guys up. So... Here's our next one.
Just a tender dream. I feel energy. Yeah, I breathe, you breathe. del río junto al bohío, que era una estampa cubana. Sincero, dijo Martí, ¿de dónde crece la palma? Y antes de morirme quiero cantar mis versos del alma.
Oh, that was fun.
Celia Cruz, the Queen of Salsa.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, bow down. Bow down. So, what events do you have going on this week?
Well, I have two events to talk about. One is can be our PSA, and the other is just a personal PSA. So anyway, our official for WMFO is about Community Day at Tufts this Sunday, September 30th. Residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 16th annual Community Day at Tufts from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicap accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Blue Hall,
Chapper,
and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Show up, guys.
Yeah, show up. Be a part of the community.
Yeah.
Go near that jumbo statue.
Yeah. And this is for, like, we're talking to you, both Tufts students mm-hmm. and community members. Because I was talking about this my last show this Monday when I was reading a PSA about how Tufts students should be reporting their parties to their neighbors before they have them. Is that really we're all part of the community and sometimes we forget that, but we're all here, and we want just to be living a good life with each other, and we're not enemies.
Right. Yeah. We're not even frenemies.
We're not frenemies. We're friends.
And fish are friends. We're not food. We're neighbors.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We don't eat each other. We're neighbors.
Right.
So what else you got going on?
Eating each other.
Oh my god.
So this is a less organized PSA because I was just trying to find the event on the internet and I made a really weird Google search saying Tufts Film Screening September 28th Hog Production Pig. Because I've heard that there's this event at Tufts tonight that is a film screening about, it's about pig production in the United States because it's kind of a crisis in terms of both like waste and just like how much energy is put in to producing all of this meat. It's actually out of a single pig, we now can make 1,001 products. And also the laborers who work on these production plants are often in just really terrible conditions, and we want to highlight what's going on there. So you can watch this movie, which I am not sure what it's called, at Tufts University, and there will be a pig at this event. This is happening, I think, 5 to 7, but please try to do a better Google search than me and find it. So anyway, these have been our two PSAs.
We hope you have enjoyed them. Here's a tune from Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment.
Nice. Classic.
So this next one is the official song of the late summer.
What's up? How's it going? Neo real cheekbone. She is so dreamy. Like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out. Or Julian Casablanca. She is an epiphany. Burrilli, Christy. Opens my days like she always grew. I feel an affinity. M-A-A-F-A. In all the ways she's a rage. She keeps it one on, dragging the shade. She's a breakthrough. It's cold out there. That's nothing new. But she keeps it one on, dragging the shade. She's a breakthrough. She is so wild. Middle earth, highbrow. Her line is Pablo. But her color's foul, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She is an epiphany, a relentlessly opens my days like she always knew. I feel an affinity, amen.
everybody said that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. You know, you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Charlie's girl. It happened on New Year's Eve. They said everybody had to leave. They had a warrant in their hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said, if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Hey now man, watch out for Charlie's girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Charlie's girl. To turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for Charlie's girl.
I'm not calling for a reason, dear, and the reason is because there is no reason I should call you, because your love, my darling, I have lost. You and I used to love each other, dear. Do you remember way back then? But now somehow our love has lost its power. We'll never get it back again. I'm not completely sure I'm sorry, darling. When I get angry, then I'm glad. I'm happy that it's finally over. But when I'm not mad, then I'm sad. Die. So I
So that first one was Breakthrough by the Dirty Projectors on the new album Lamplit Pros, which would recommend, again, official sign of the late summer. The other one was Charlie's Girl by Lou Reed, which I recently, I think my cousin, my second cousin, when he was younger, bought Lou Reed's guitarist guitar. Then he still has it, and I played it this past Rosh Hashanah. So that's a fun fact about that one. Shout out. My brother is an official Connecticut lawyer, man. Woo! Passed the bar exam. He's going to be able to solve tons of problems. He's going to be able to notarize. He's going to be able to conduct weddings. I don't think so, actually. But he's going to be able to... It's tons of contractual obligations.
Most of all, he's great suits.
Incredible suit wear. So let's give him a round of applause in our heads. Good. That was great. That was great, everyone. So now we're gonna play. We're getting a vinyl set up.
Yeah.
From what our favorite.
Whatever you want. Yeah. All right. So, you want to talk about Bessie Smith?
You talk about Bessie
okay.
Smith.
Okay. Well, Bessie Smith is one of the people that we can attribute jazz as a genre to. She was singing from the teens, 20s, 30s. And just, I actually mentioned this on my show 2 weeks ago, but just to keep in mind whenever you're listening to the blues, just remember that the only people singing the blues for the first couple years it existed were Black queer women. So, you know.
Thank you for that, Anna. Yeah. That's really important. Shout out to Pennington for helping us come to the realization of such important knowledge. Here we go.
Thank you. Jesse, doggone your bad luck soul. I wanna be somebody's baby doll so I can get my loving all the time. I need to get my loving all the time. Well, won't you believe me to get my loving all the time? Won't somebody hear me to get my loving all the time? I really mean it.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things looking so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things looking so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, ow, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Pieces of silver, gold in your teeth. Said good King John, many fathoms deep. From the fire of the morning to the blood of the evening. Caledon, my love, won't you come to me? 12 pieces of silver and gold in your teeth. Set the world at one with a dark-eyed hue. Oh, he lives in wild places and he don't love you. And all the baddest of the angels sit and cry for
And someday in the rushing years, Caledon, my love, won't you come to me? 12 pieces of silver and gold in your teeth. Said the mother and father with a child of three. Oh, freedom ain't nothing when you've never been free. Oh, Caledon, my love, won't you come to me? 12 pieces of silver and gold in your teeth. Said the lonely child, little Rosalie. Freedom ain't nothing unless you've been free.
So that last one, heavy feels. Oh. Caledonia, my love.
Wow.
His golden messenger. Caledonia, fun fact, was just confirmed.
Was just confirmed.
The Latin name for Scotland.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think he's Scottish. Yeah.
Well, if you ever make it to Scotland, there's definitely lots of Roman old... like war wreckage / forts and stuff. That it's weird because when we're in America, it's like old, you know, Western war stuff is like from like 300 years ago, but this stuff is like 1,000 years old plus. Anyway, so, Europe is old.
So Scotland's crazy. Europe is old. We get the picture. But you know who's not old? Us.
Nice.
And No Name, who just came out with a new album.
Woo.
We're going to play our first track as tribute, as everyone in the station probably has already. But yeah, here we go.
Maybe this is an album you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every god, religion, Kanye bitches. Maybe this is an entrance before you get to the river, a heaven before the heathen, no reason for you to like me. Maybe this your wife, he just wanting a clean divorce, the baby ain't really yours, it's really for baby's teeth and the chicken wings under season. Y'all really thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe this your answer for that, a crack era, the Reagan administration and niggas are still scared of. Nah, actually, this is for me. This one for TT at the wakes of in the mac and the cheese. This one a small apology for all the calls that I screamed. Mr. Money Man, Mr. Everyday, he got me. Mr. Wiping Me Down, Mr. Me Love, Mr. Miyagi. Miscellaneous, Mr. Molly inside my sake. Incredible, incredible emptiness in my body. Heaven's only 4 feet tall, I set my ringer to it. Fuck your rapper, homie, now his ass is making better music. My pussy teaching ninth grade English. My pussy wrote a thesis on colonialism in conversation with a marginal system in love with Jesus. Y'all still thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe that's your answer for that. Good pussy. I know niggas only talk about money and good pussy.
Don't want to feel ya, don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel ya, don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel ya, don't want you on my mind. On my mind, on my mind, 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 mind.
Why not?
Would I leave if you were everything I wanted you to be? When I saw what you did, who you were with, got me questioning the things that I believe. So I asked myself, do I let you go? Do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm growing.
my mind. Don't want to feel you. Don't want you on my mind. On my mind. On my mind. 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 You again? Why'd you call?
That was Georgia Smith doing her thing.
Shout out to South London. I think it was North. Actually, I think she's from North London.
South London, bruv. okay. Anywho, this is Jacob.
And Anna.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Over Easy, and we've hoped you enjoy the show, and we'll tune in. Well, you can tune in next week, but we may not be here. I think we're on an every week schedule, but still.
Tune in Mondays, 11 a.m. for wholesome content with me and Marissa.
Shameless plug. Anywho, have a lovely week, everyone, and stay over easy. Get a job.
But also, question why you need a job. Why our state is domesticating.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same.